Nice.
Go rehab.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, we're back again. So we're going to kick off this episode, and I'm going to start by saying this is your girl Harper, and this is episode 8 of Nice Girl Rehab, and it's going to be Classic Nice Girl versus Reddit Nice Girl. And I have here with me today my best friend, not really my best friend, but a friend of mine, Brandon. Say hey, Brandon.
Hey.
So I'm actually going to start off this episode by talking about the two main types of nice girls that we've kind of referenced. Well, I've kind of referenced in earlier episodes. And then I'm going to go on Ask Reddit. And there's an Ask Reddit for the guys' experience of what a nice girl was for them, and some men who had experiences with true nice girls, the Reddit nice girls. And then we're going to look at Ask Reddit in the women's section. And they asked women, what is your experience of nice girls finishing last? So that girl that is always the friend and never the girlfriend. So let's start by talking about the classic nice girl. Brandon, do you know what a nice girl is?
No, please enlighten me.
Brandon was trying to research what a nice girl was before we started this podcast, just to let everybody know. Well, that's a good thing. That's the reason why you're here today, because I can educate you. So there are two different types of nice girls that I've talked about. The first one is the classic nice girl, what I like to call the classic nice girl. And I like to describe her as, you know, like that girl who's super nice. And me and Heather had talked about this in a recent episode that we did about being too nice. So there are girls out there who are just too nice for their own good, who don't have a backbone, who, you know, like that lady at work who everybody just like, you know, makes her do all the stuff. She just says yes to it because she doesn't want to like get in a fight with people. Those type of people who don't like to just push the boundaries of others. And I think with the nice girl, the classic nice girl, she does finish last because she doesn't have a lot of respect for herself, so other people don't. And then she ends up with guys who take advantage of her, or maybe they just don't, but they don't really see her as somebody who they want to date. And it kind of does turn into that situation. You know how guys say, oh, I got friend zoned. Well, it exists for girls as well. So girls can be friend zoned. And these are the type of girls who always want to have relationships with their best guy friend. And then it turns out that they are actually just friends. So we're going to actually look at and ask Reddit. And it said, women of Reddit, what is your nice girls finish last story? So what do you think this is going to be about, Brandon? Have you had an experience with a girl who's just genuinely too nice for her own good?
I don't know. I had a friend in high school who, you know, would like come pick me up and stuff because I didn't have a car, and she was always going out of her way to help me out. And I mean, I didn't do anything in return. So I would say, yeah, that would be.
But was she expecting like a relationship, or was it just a friendship type thing where she was doing nice things and she wasn't expecting anything out of it?
You know, after 2 years, I think she finally moved on. but I think at first she was maybe hopeful. She had expressed that she liked me, and I had politely rejected that possibility.
Yeah. So did she continue to be nice? Did she like give you rides and things afterwards and
yeah,
get a little bit too close?
At times, yeah, probably. But I think she matured. I don't know.
Okay. So we've got an example of a girl who was actually dating somebody. So this person is called, their username is called Late Nerd. And actually the story was, got a gold star. So it's pretty good. This one is pretty terrible. Actually, this girl was in a relationship with this guy, And it just turned sour. It's like one of those, we were in high school and we were dating and then we went to college and everything changed type of deals. So I'm gonna try, and it's kind of a long story, but I'm gonna try and do this story for you guys. So it starts out by saying, I dated someone through the end of high school and most of college. We started out completely in love and constantly together, and then drifted into, well, let's just say I thought we were always in love, but looking back, it's clear we weren't exactly on the same page. This guy graduated from college a year before me and invited me to his graduation. I hauled ass for nearly 2 hours on the subway to the other end of New York City. Didn't know where his family was sitting, and all his friends were in the ceremony, so I sat alone for the whole boring thing. Oh my God, this is a side note, but graduations suck ass. They're so long, they're so boring. I hate being at them. I even hated being at my own college graduation, so I completely understand what this girl was going through. Afterwards, we met up and said hi to his parents, who then went home. I was in college in another city, so I was looking forward to spending some one-on-one time with my boyfriend, who I didn't get to see that often. Okay, what do you think is going to happen, Brandon?
Oh gosh, is he gonna break up with her, or like they're
I think he might cheat on her, honestly. I think she's
oh.
going to walk into his dorm room and he's going to like be with another girl.
That's like that's super bad.
We went over to his dorm where he informed me that he still had to move all his stuff out. Where were all of his friends? Nowhere to be seen. Strong guy neighbors? Nada. Family gone, obviously. So who was going to help him schlep all these heavy boxes down to his car? Why, his sweet, loving girlfriend, of course. I don't remember how long it took, but I was glad when we were finally done because it meant I was finally going to enjoy some romantic time with my guy, right? Ha ha, no silly rabbit. No sooner did we finish shoving the last box of crap into his car than he said, well, thanks for your help. I'm going to go hang out with my friends now. I thought we would be spending some time together, just the two of us. I spent most of the year 200 miles away, dumbass. Yeah, no, I want to go see my friends. The ones he's been hanging out with like every day. But you can come too, I guess, if you want to. I declined and went home. The penny finally dropped, as they say. I finally understood what he felt for me, which was nothing. Then I spent the next several months solidly kicking myself for being that dumb. I can't say my love life has been perfect since then, but at least I know I will never allow someone to take me for granted that way ever again. So it's pretty shitty, don't you think? I mean, they were living far away, so they had a long distance relationship going on, but it does suck if you're going out of your way for somebody. She traveled all the way to New York City. New York City is a bustling place. You know, it's really hard to get around. She was on a 2-hour subway just to get to his graduation. It's awkward being in a graduation, right? Like being around his family.
So like I don't know, like she was obviously went out of her way and was being nice, but I almost think that he was manipulating the situation. Like if there wasn't any clear indications of where their relationship was or wasn't, I don't.
Right. And I'm just thinking, he knew she was coming to the graduation, right? It's not like she just appeared there. Like, I'm pretty sure she would have told him ahead of time, look, I know you're graduating. I want to come to your graduation. And he's probably like, sure. So I don't understand where this thing is of him. It just seems like he wasn't expecting her to be there, but it's like, how could you not expect her not to be there?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could think is maybe he did give clear signs and she was just, kind of deluding herself. I mean, she kind of mentions
Right.
that, but, it's like, that just seems super.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do think of that when I'm reading a Reddit story. I'm like, we don't know the other side of this story. So they could be portraying it a completely different way. I mean, this girl could have. He could have told her, I don't want to see you ever again. And then she just shows up at the graduation. You know what I mean? But I kind of take her word for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like in this situation, it's just shitty because she went all this way and he has her move his shit and then says, oh, I don't want to hang out with you. What is she supposed to do? She's like not even from there.
I wonder if he like was trying to be so mean just to like end the relationship. Like he was afraid of breaking up with her. So like I'll just be super like mean and then she'll break up with me. No.
Right.
That's
D
just
yeah, like that's a good decision, right? I
that's
mean, it
awful.
works. It works because she didn't want to be with him anymore, but
But it's easier to send a text. It's awful, but it is just way easier to send a text.
right. Okay. So for all the guys out there who are graduating or will be graduating soon, if you don't like the girl that you're with, do not tell her to come to your graduation because it's awful to make her sit through that shit and meet your family. And then definitely don't make her move your shit and then go hang out with your friends. If you really like her, spend some at least a little bit of time with her if she gave you the effort. I mean, come on. Other than that, just tell her not to come. Give her a little text message saying, hey, I thought we were cool, but I actually don't really like you that much. So don't come to my graduation. She'll be relieved because she won't have to sit through that awful shit. And you'll be relieved because you won't have to entertain her. So it's a win-win in that situation. So that was basically a case of a girl who, I mean, and she wasn't really, I mean, she was a nice girl in terms, she was being a good girlfriend. That's what a good girlfriend does. And maybe there were signs there that she was ignoring, and she decided that she would be a good girlfriend anyway and go and visit him and go meet his family and move, help him move. In that situation, it was a little bit harder. But I do think that if you find yourself in a relationship where you are doing more than the other person, you do need to step back a little bit and think, okay, so I am doing a lot for this person and they're not really reciprocating. Where is this going? And just ask, like, it's going to be an awkward conversation, but just ask that person, where are we? You know? We're going to go now into the Reddit version of a nice girl. I like to call this the modern nice girl. This is a new spin, a new take on the classic nice girl. The classic nice girl was that true nice girl who lets people step all over her, doesn't have a backbone, always the friend, never the girlfriend. Well, in this case, there is something like that, who is a nice girl, but she is the Reddit version of a nice girl. And this is the one that I love because this is kind of what this podcast is based on. That girl who believes that she's that perfect girlfriend out there, but is actually just a really obnoxious person and is not the best person to be around in general. And always thinks, why am I never a girlfriend? I'm the perfect catch. But she's not giving that out. So, Brandon, do you have any examples of that in your life of like a Reddit girlfriend?
No, I don't think so. No, none of the girls, I mean, you have to be a perfect catch. Like who thinks they're the perfect catch? I mean, who's that? That seems like arrogant.
I think it's just girls thinking that I am beautiful. I am, really nice. I do a lot of nice things for people. I think I'm intelligent. I smell good. Why don't guys like me? Type thing. So I think that's kind of what their rationale is.
So, like every single 30-year-old out there.
Okay, so have you had any experience with the 30-year-old nice girls? Are there 30-year-old nice girls? I think there are.
Well, you know, like, so I do know, someone who she has a good job, she's smart, she has a kid, you know, and she, I mean, she's looking for people, and she just can't find them because she's Maybe she's overbearing. I guess she's definitely overbearing.
In what way?
So like she considers herself like one of the guys. So she's like she kind of always like pushes herself into situations, you know, and into conversations and it's because she's smart and believes that she you know, and maybe this is a little bit of a fault of the guys too. You know, like when women try to tell them what to do, they you know, they don't take it right. But she's definitely going to tell you what to do.
So she's like the type of girl who's comfortable being around guys. She's got a lot of guy friends, and she's not afraid to tell them what's what. And the guys get a little scared, right? Like they think,
Yeah.
oh, this girl's too bossy or too whatever. I'm scared now because she's super dominant or something. And run away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could kind of see that. I do know that there are certain situations where Reddit type nice girls or just classic nice girls in general, there are some nice girls who do only have guy friends. I don't know if you know this, but I know some friends that I've had in my life or people I knew, and I was kind of like this at one point where I had a bias against women at some point, as just women as friends. So I was only friends with guys because I felt more comfortable and I felt kind of detached from females because I thought that female friends were catty and are gossipy and I just didn't want to be around that. So I was with the guys more. And it was kind of that too, where I was always the friend and never the girlfriend because I was never really around women and I was always around the guys. I guess they thought that I was more of a friend than someone who they could actually see as a romantic partner. So I guess that could also be another reason why too. But so we're going to look at the male. So this one is like an Ask Reddit, and they're asking the men of Reddit what has been their worst nice girl experience. So they're talking about the Reddit nice girl, not the classic nice girl. So we're going to look at one that this guy says. And honestly, I'm reading this right now, and I don't think all of the fault is in this girl. She definitely had exacerbated the situation, but this dude is dumb as fuck. Let's just read this to you. So this guy's username is Juice Control the Media. And this is also a long one, but hold on, because it gets pretty fucked up. So he said,
This sounds like
long.
conspiracy level shit already.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad, but you're gonna be like, are you serious? So, okay, long one, but you asked for it. This girl I met through a friend of a friend was super into me, but I wasn't into her at all, not even slightly a tiny bit. I'm a friendly guy to mostly everyone, but eventually I just started being super cold to try to get her to leave me alone. She would bring me meals and hang at my work for hours. Her uncle grew weed and she didn't smoke, so she gave me free weed all the time. She's always wound up at the same parties or houses I was hanging out at somehow. At the bar, she'd always pay for rounds of drinks, even when I kept asking her not to. She was always making advances towards me, bringing up her generosity of things I never asked for to guilt me into liking her. And I rejected her over and over, nicely at first, but got kind of mean after being nice didn't work. So that's the first part. And right now, yeah, it is her fault. Get a clue, okay? Like, he doesn't like you.
Well, I
No
mean,
amount, no amount of drinks you're gonna buy is gonna change that.
I feel like he could be very direct, and like that's the situation where, you know, direct communication. His avenue was just give her the cold shoulder and be mean, but I'm still accepting all the free weed and still eating all the food, probably, you know, like.
Right. So his actions aren't really holding to what his words are saying, probably. Yeah. Okay, so this is the second part. One night after like 6 months of this strange one-sided relationship we had, so he kept it going.
Yeah.
This was an ongoing thing at this point. She came over to my place unannounced with pizza and beer. We kicked it for a little bit, got drunk. She kept moving in. Okay, I don't feel sorry for this guy at this point because it seems like he's not doing that much to keep her away from him. Like, if this girl is coming to your work, if she's showing up at your house unannounced, this is stalker. This is like a stalker thing at this point. And if you truly don't like that person, you probably would have had a report against her. You would have been talking to people. You would have kept her away from you. You wouldn't allow her into your house. So, yeah, I do agree with you on this, Brandon. I think that he is saying that he doesn't want to be around her, but she knows that if she keeps buying him shit and whatever, he's going to take it anyway. And he's not being clear with his boundaries because he's accepting it. Yeah, so. She comes over to his house with pizza and beer. He's like, fuck it. We get drunk. She keeps moving in. I eventually was just sick of it. I told her, I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want a friend with benefits. This is a one-time thing. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Are you sure you still want to do this? Okay. Gets worse. She was still very much into it. So with my conscience clear that I wasn't leading her on, I gave in to the pity fuck. God damn it. You are a dumbass. I sat up after I was done and sat on the edge of my bed playing video games. I figured that emotionless sex and distancing myself afterward would get her off of my back for good. Nope. She became insanely obsessive and attached after that, basically telling me she was ugly and worthless and going to kill herself because she couldn't be with me. I had to completely ignore her. Even when she tried talking to me in person for weeks before she finally left me alone. Okay. I don't, Brandon, like,
I
can
mean,
you stop her?
that's one of the things that I hate the most is when people do nice things for me that I don't ask for, and you feel like there's an ulterior motive, you know? Like,
Right.
and you just have to be direct with them. If you keep accepting, if you keep eating the food, taking the weed, if you keep allowing the interactions to go on without saying, hey, don't come to my work ever again, or hey, don't stop by unannounced, you know, like he
Yeah.
got it on himself. She might be a nice girl, but he's an idiot. So
Oh yeah, and then I started reading that pity fuck shit and I'm like, "No, this wasn't a pity fuck. This was you to get your dick wet and you thought, "Okay, well, I'll get my dick wet and then maybe she'll leave me alone." After knowing that she's had this kind of behavior and she's got this stalker behavior, she's got these nice girl tendencies and you're gonna have sex with her, that's the worst thing you could possibly do for a nice
yeah.
girl. If you want to get rid of a nice girl, the last thing you should ever do is have sex with her because you just gave her an in. That is like the biggest in you could give to a nice girl. If you accept, like you said, her gifts, you're accepting the fact that she's coming in unannounced and you have sex with her, you're basically saying, yeah, even though I don't really want a relationship with you, I'm wanting some kind of relationship with you. I'm not making it clear that I don't want to be around you because I had sex with you. And obviously, you're having some kind of physical connection. So you fucked up, dude. Like, you
Yeah.
kind of got what you deserved at that
And
point.
he said they were drinking. So like, you know, how much is she actually processing that in that situation? Like I'm being very clear and you're drunk. That's not gonna
Yeah,
work.
I'm being so clear right now. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want to be friends with benefits. Let's fuck. Like, let's just fuck each other and we'll figure it out tomorrow.
If you're ever, as a guy, if you're ever in a where you're thinking, oh, I'm gonna pity fuck this girl, you are not pity fucking because you allow the situation to happen. You did not like throw yourself on some grenade. Like you, that's not there. I don't even know if there's such a thing as a pity fuck. That's
There's not, well, okay. I don't know about guys. Guys, for guys, I feel like there is such thing as a pity fuck, but I'm just going to tell you right now, not just you, Brandon. I'm talking about anybody who's watching that's a guy. There really isn't such thing as a pity fuck for a girl because honestly, even though she's a nice girl, she could probably have sex with any guy she wanted, and there are such things as vibrators at the end of the day. So you are not doing her a favor by fucking her. She wants a relationship. That's what she wants. And for her, sex meant the relationship, and you gave that to her. So there's no such thing as emotionless sex for a nice girl. Sex is always going to be an emotion. It's always going to be a way of manipulation. It's always going to be a way of solidifying some kind of relationship, even if it isn't a true relationship. That's what she wants. And yeah, there's no such thing as that. Like for guys, they might think, oh, I'll just have sex with her and that's it. It's not true. Not for a nice girl. I mean, some girls it is, but for a nice girl, that is a way of showing that you want to be in some kind of relationship with her. And that's ultimately what she's wanting. So don't do that. Just leave it alone. Like, she doesn't need to have sex with you. She can have sex with anybody else. Like, just have sex with someone else too. Like, someone who isn't a nice girl and is gonna follow you around and disrespect your boundaries. So, yeah, that is a clear example of what not to do in a situation with the Reddit nice girl. What do you think, Brandon, are the core issues with both a classic nice girl and a Reddit nice girl? At the end of the day, what do you think makes them the same person, essentially?
I'd have to, I mean, I'd have to say it's probably like insecurity
Yeah.
and some level of delusion. Like, I don't know, you're perceiving things that like in the first one, in the classic, you know, she got manipulated, and it could have been because she was not seeing the signs. She wasn't allowing herself to see the signs of a failing relationship, you know, and she so that's and she allowed herself to be manipulated into being nice without any like return.
Right.
And then in the second one, I mean, she was kind of delusional in thinking that she could somehow win the guy over, you know, like if I just keep being nice, I'll win him over. And I mean, that's just
Right. It doesn't work.
no.
I think that you're kind of hitting a good thing there when you're saying insecurity, that's a major one. Because even if you are just super nice all the time, it is out of some of this. Me and Heather had touched on this in our last episode of She's Sweet and Low. That was episode 6, I believe, or 7. I think it was 7. I don't remember. But yes, She's Sweet and Low. When we talked about people who are too nice for their own good, we kind of brought up this thing of, you know, the person who's nice all the time is probably the first person to say, I fucked up compared to somebody else. So they like to be nice to other people, but when it comes to themselves, they're actually pretty hard on themselves. And that does come from an insecurity. And I think with Reddit nice girls, the modern nice girls, it's an insecurity of deep down feeling like you are undateable or unlovable, and it gives you this kind of desperation. I think both of them are kind of a desperation. For the classic nice girl, it's a desperation of wanting to be liked by people, and it's also the same thing for the other nice girl. It's wanting to be liked by people, wanting to be loved, but feeling deep down that you're not likable. So you may start buying things for people because you're like, oh, well, if I buy him these things, he'll like me. Or, oh, I'll just be really nice to him and I will go to his graduation even though he doesn't really want to be around me. Or I'll help him move even though I don't really feel like helping him move right now. I'm going to do it because I don't want him to think that I am not a good girlfriend. You know, so it's always thinking about what can I get out of it, or it's acting out of insecurity rather than acting for yourself. And I think it's also the fact of like most of these girls don't have clear boundaries. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's part of what allows them to, you know, be to trick themselves into thinking that they're going to, like, if I'm nice, you know, if I give them these things with these intentions, they're going to like me. Like, that's not how relationships work, but they've tricked themselves into thinking that, you know. And not having a clear boundary, you know, not understanding that person's feelings don't just get reciprocated because you do that, you know, or in the case where, you know, the one girl is basically stalking the guy, you know, she's not understanding or not seeing, you know, the lack of interest, and there's no clear boundary there for her, you know.
Right. It's kind of like, well, he's shown me that he doesn't want to be with me, but I'm going to prove him wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So I think that this is actually time for me to share some stories about my past experiences. Brandon, you're going to love this, but
yay. I think that
story time with Harper. Cause I think that, you know, like I started this podcast and I've called myself a former nice girl, but I don't think a lot of people know why I call myself a former nice girl. So I think I'm going to sprinkle on some stories of my past here and there for people to enjoy. But I kind of had a similar experience to this girl, maybe not as bad. I wasn't like super stalker version, but I definitely remember one time where I was in a casual relationship with a guy. I was in college and I was absolutely smitten with this guy, loved him, thought I loved him, didn't, but thought I loved him. And we kind of didn't have clear communication. We had already had sex with each other and he was doing that whole ghosting thing where he was distancing from me. And I was trying to kind of keep him, you know, talking to me or keep trying to like bump into him, you know, because we lived in the same area and he would like, I would go on Facebook to see what kind of events he was going to, because he would just like, you know how you go on Facebook and you can say, yeah, I'm attending this art show or I'm attending this show or whatever. So I would look on Facebook, on his Facebook page, and I would look to see, oh, he's going to this this band that's playing on Friday. So I would make sure that I was off on Friday so I could go to this show so I could happen to bump into him there and talk to him, because he wasn't talking to me through text. So I thought, clever me, that I could just stalk him everywhere he was going and accidentally bump into him and be like, oh, hey, I didn't know that you were here. What's going on? And of course, he was never there. Like every time I would go somewhere, he wasn't there, even though he said he was going to be there. I think he caught on and purposefully did that. So when I go, he wouldn't be there and I would like, you know, just miss him. He'd go somewhere else and pretend like he was going at this place. But it kind of got to the point, it was October, it was in like Halloween. I remember it was like the weekend before Halloween. And there was some kind of costume party or something that I had seen on Facebook that, of course, he was supposed to be going to. So I decided I'm going to go to that Halloween costume party thing. So I got dressed up. I got dressed up as like a safe sex clown. I was a clown that had condoms on. I had like pigtails and the condom was on the pigtail. And I had tons of free condoms. Don't ask me how this happened, but I got tons of free condoms from my college and I was just going to hand them out at the party. That was going to be me, the safe sex clown. That's a pretty good costume, but now I'm thinking of it and it's like, oh my God, seriously. So I go to this place. It's supposed to be at a warehouse. I go there. There's like nobody there. Apparently, the party was canceled. And I know where the guy I liked lived. And I was like, I'm going to go to his house and I'm going to show up unannounced and see what he's doing. Because I have nothing else to do, right? So I go to his house, and the whole time I'm thinking, this is stupid, this is crazy, because rightly so, it was crazy, and I should have just left him alone. Like, he didn't want to talk to me, but I had to be around him because I loved him, obviously. So I went to his house, knocked on the door, and his roommates answered, and they knew who I was because I had hung out at their house before. And they're like, oh, wow, like we were expecting somebody else, but hey, what's going on? And like they were in costume too, because apparently there was another costume party. And they're like, come in. And like, oh my God, I walk in and just imagine he's near the door. He sees me and like all the color from his face just like disappears when he sees me. So obviously it wasn't a warm welcome. He was like, holy shit, she came to my house. What the fuck? And his roommates were actually kind of excited to see me because they actually liked me. And so they were like, oh yeah, we're going to this other party. It's our friend's party. Do you want to come? And I could just kind of see him. And I'm thinking in his mind, he was probably screaming, please God, say no. Please don't come with us. And I was like, yeah, I definitely want to come. That'll be so cool. Was just so awkward because we're all riding in the car together. And he's trying to keep as far away from me as possible. His friends are excited. We are all in costume, whatever. We go to the party. It's pretty cool. I'm talking to other people. I don't really talk to him because I know that he doesn't want to be around me. And I go up to him during the party and I'm like, would you like a condom? Like, would you probably, you're probably going to need this at the night. And he looks at it and he's like, no, thank you. I was like, okay, suit yourself. And so the party's over, whatever, we're done. And then his friends are like, oh yeah, so for Halloween, our other friend is having a costume party. Do you want to come? I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come. Because at that point, I was just talking to them. I wasn't really talking to him. He was doing his own thing. Halloween comes around, and I'm dressed up as Magikarp, sexy Magikarp, and it's really amazing. And I wish I could show everybody a picture of this because it's what it sounds like. I was a sexy Magikarp, if that's even possible. But I thought I looked cute. And we're going to this Halloween party with him again and his roommates. He obviously doesn't care to be around me anymore. And his ex is there at this costume party. I didn't realize that this costume party was a costume party that his ex was hosting. And the reason why he was going was because he wanted to get back with her. And that was the reason why he wasn't talking to me anymore. So you can imagine that this night didn't turn out as great as I had planned it to be. Because it turned out to be me hanging out with other people, seeing him and his ex together, and then him and his ex walking together and kissing each other. And then I got enraged. I was so angry. I was like, how dare he do this in front of me whenever I came to his party unannounced? How dare he do this to me? Like, I thought we were like, good for each other, and he stopped talking to me. And the reason why he stopped talking to me is because he's with this stupid bitch who didn't want to be with him anyway, and is just being with him because she feels like it when I actually love him and he's not even giving me a chance. And I was yelling and screaming, and I was crying, and I was crying to his roommates, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And the night was just me crying about how he was such a fucking asshole. And the next day I had texted him and I was like, it actually really wasn't as bad texting him because I realized that I was being dumb. But I texted him and I was like, I understand you don't want to have anything to do with me, but what you did was fucked up, and like, I don't like it, and you never told me that we weren't anything, and whatever. And I kind of learned my lesson, long story short, learned my lesson, and had definitely a nice girl moment, and didn't realize that with all the signs that he was showing me that he didn't like me, I still persisted because I felt like there was something there and I was going to get it. You know, I was going to have this relationship, and I didn't stop. And I was encroaching on his boundaries completely, showing up at his house unannounced and forcing myself into his life and his friend's life. And now that I think about it, it just makes me cringe because I'm like, why the fuck would I do that? Like, what kind of state of mind was I in? But at the time, I was just so desperate to be in a relationship with him that I felt like I was okay. I felt like I was doing something nice. I felt like, you know, me being there wasn't really encroaching on him, because he should be happy to see someone who cares about him. You know, that was my rationale, as fucked up as it was. So that is my nice girl story. That is close to this nice girl story.
Yeah. I mean, that, so like, it seems almost like nice girl or nice guy is like just a transition that people go through. Like if they're insecure, maybe everybody doesn't go through it, but like, you know, cause I had a moment like that. I mean, I dated this girl and then she broke up with me, and I was like, oh, but we were good together. And I used to run cross country, and I was like, I'm going for a run. And then I had the idea, I'm going to run to her house, which was like 6 miles away. And and so I arrive there, and she opens the door, and she just immediately runs inside, and her friend's like, go away. And I'm like, I just ran 6 miles. This didn't go as planned at all. All right, I guess I'm walking home now. You know, and yeah,
walk 6 miles home.
Yep, yeah,
that
I did.
Was a very lonely and sad journey, I'm guessing.
You know, I had a lot of time to think about how that was the dumbest idea that I ever had. But you know, I don't know, like, what makes people like think of those things? It's like, I'm gonna do this grand gesture, I'm gonna be received well. And you ignore all the signs, like she already broke up with you, or he hasn't been talking to you for, you know, months.
Weeks
or so.
Weeks or months, weeks. Yes.
I don't know.
People do stupid things, and that's the reason why we have this podcast, to talk about people doing stupid things. Well, I think that we've actually touched on some really good points about nice girls, classic nice girls, and Reddit nice girls. And I like for my listeners to actually let me know what you think about it, and if you think there is a true difference between a classic nice girl and a Reddit nice girl, because honestly, the more I'm talking about it, I feel like they're both kind of one and the same. I actually think that you can be a classic nice girl and a Reddit nice girl. You could be a classic nice girl who transitions into a Reddit nice girl. You could be a Reddit nice girl who transitions into a classic nice girl. I think it's more fluid than what people really think in terms of behavior. I don't think that it's a black and white, and there are definitely a lot of different types of ways that people show their nice girldom, as you can see from these Reddit posts that we read. But at the end of the day, it is really about insecurity, about not really having strong boundaries that we kind of talked about before in the dead zone, and really just kind of understanding other people's emotions, being empathetic and understanding where other people are coming from, and not shutting that off because there's a reason why people are acting the way they are. And you really need to listen to that and give them space as well. So thank you, Brandon, for joining me in this episode. And hopefully we'll have you back again.
I would love it.
And thank you for your input. We could probably do like an episode with like you talking about, like, we could have like a guys versus girls episode or something. I don't know.
I mean,
we'll do something about that.
Guys are going to win, so I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Girls are definitely going to win. But thank you very much, Brandon, for joining me on this episode. And thank you for my listeners who have stuck around and listened to my very cringy story. We will be back again and have a good night. Be safe out there, babes. This is Harper signing off. Bye.
Bye.